So it's going to be Russia hosting the World Cup in 2018, and then 4 years later, Qatar, or Qatar, in the Middle East. Now, earlier in the week, our own William Troop told us that FIFA could have gone to a known quantity for the 2022 World Cup. The United States had made a bid, 18 cities here in the U.S., but instead, it went for the first time to the Middle East. Big deal, William?
Yeah, it is a very big deal. The Middle East is considered a rich market for soccer in terms of fans and in terms of TV audiences there. There's not a lot of high-quality soccer there, but there is a lot of oil money that is finding its way into the higher levels of soccer, especially in Europe, through basically rich owners buying up some of the best teams in the world.
Okay, so even though there aren't a lot of kids playing soccer on the ground, there's a lot of money floating up above, and could that possibly have influenced FIFA?
I think that's a very big consideration for FIFA. They're always looking to maximize their income from the World Cup, which happens only every 4 years. But awarding the cup to Qatar also raises some concerns. Qatar is a very small country. It's smaller than the state of Connecticut, if you can believe that. And there's also questions about cultural and religious restrictions in Qatar. It's an Islamic country, and there are restrictions on the consumption of alcohol, for example, which kind of goes with a sporting event like soccer in other parts of the world.
Did they drink alcohol at soccer matches?
It's been known to happen, yes. And there's also questions being raised about the treatment of women in Qatar and what female fans could or could not do if they visited the country for the World Cup.
How about the heat? 100 degrees sometimes there in June or July?
That was raised as a big concern before this announcement, that the heat could be a health risk for both players on the field and the spectators. And what Qatar has come up with as a solution, it almost sounds like science fiction. They're proposing to build 9 new stadiums, which would be solar-powered, air-conditioned outdoor venues. And in spite of the fact that the heat would be above 100 degrees outside the venues, inside it would be a comfortable 82 degrees.
Powered by solar.
Powered by solar, so supposedly environmentally friendly. And another thing about these stadiums that has attracted a lot of attention is that Qatar has proposed that after the World Cup, it won't keep the stadiums. They won't become white elephants in the desert. The stadiums instead would be dismantled and reconstructed in parts of the developing world that could really use a new soccer stadium.
All right. Pretty ambitious plan for Qatar, which is going to be hosting the World Cup in 2022. Thanks very much, William Troop.
You're welcome.